Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Plug in your headphones. You got them plugged in? Jesus Christ, you know what? Such a fucking amateur hour when we're in here for our half hour. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network. I am Jeff Kreisler.
And I'm Lee Papa, writer of the blog, The Rude Pundit.
Hey, can I throw a quick little plug up front for those of you that
are... Oh, Jesus God, I'm fucking mighty. How many times you have to plug
only
everything?
Listen to the first 2 minutes of our show to find out what it is that I have to plug. A lot of people have been writing in on my twog to find out what they... Two things. Number one, stay tuned, listeners of the live variety. 8:30, we're launching the final edition Radio Hour, a hilarious new show with sketches and songs and goodness. And
that's final edition. It's not final destination like the movie about death stalking nubile college students.
No, but if you don't...
Or high school students. I don't remember what kind of nubility they were.
They were just general nubles. I think nubile... is a new, it's like calling someone a millennial. It's a term referring to young and not acknowledging my existence. If you're a newbie out there, you would like the show also. But if, much like Final Destination, if you're listening right now live, or even download later, and you don't then download or listen live to the Final Edition Radio Hour here on Progressive Radio Network, you will be stalked by death, and eventually you will die. I can guarantee that eventually you will die.
Okay, without me bullshit interrupting you, why don't you just clearly state what is going to happen on Progressive Radio Network at 8:30 p.m. tonight?
And every Thursday, the final edition Radio Hour. 30 minutes of scathing satire with teeth, brought to you from the people or by the people that brought the finalition.com to life. There's a lot of talent there. I don't want to spend our half an hour pimping out the next half hour. So let me
Why not? You open the show with, hey, I want to
open the
something.
Show, plug it so that it doesn't overflow, and then slowly it will leak out while we move on to the next thing. And that next thing is that Monday, New York City, at the Pit, 8 o'clock, Get Rich Cheating Live with Liz Winstead, the co-creator of The Daily Show. I think we'll be talking probably about some of the stuff we might be talking about tonight on this show. So check out GetRichCheating.com. Do you have anything sassy and whatever other verbs and adjectives I can think of to say about me mentioning the show on Monday?
No, except it's a very funny show. I've been to two of them, enjoyed them thoroughly, and would certainly go back for another round.
And now, let's start the show.
So we got this whole Susan G. Komen Foundation thing going on. What is the Susan G. Komen Foundation?
They are a breast cancer exploitation for making money corporation. No, I'm sorry. They are on the surface pro breast cancer. They're the people that make
pro breast cancer.
They push the breast cancer cause, not the cause of the cancer itself.
Wow, I don't even know why I fucking bothered asking you. The Susan G. Komen Foundation, it was more rhetorical. I was really expecting you to just toss it back to me, but that's okay.
Oh, okay, let me try that again. Yes, Lee, tell me. You do the smart stuff. I'll just be over here. Every now and then I'll make a monkey sound. Go ahead.
Okay, good, good. So the Susan G. Komen Foundation... Okay,
is this distracting to you when you're interrupted?
Yes, yes it is.
Interesting.
Wow. Tonight on Cheater and the Rude, Lee and Jeff try to out-dick each other, and not in a fun way.
No, that'll happen during the Susan B. Komen comedy.
So, speaking of dickish, so the
minutes.
Susan G. Komen Foundation was founded in Texas by rich white Republican women, and
as a way to feel good about dressing their girls up in pink.
Well, and it was there to raise money, to donate money, and give grants to organizations to raise awareness about breast cancer, provide education, and most crucially, provide funds to organizations that would actually do breast exams, mammograms, and things that detect breast cancer, hopefully early enough so that it can be treated.
Do we know a percentage breakdown of money in, what percent of money in went to actual research versus
Let's just say up until this point, I don't have actual figures.
That's okay.
But up until this point, yes, there was always the sense that, you know, yes, it seemed to have grown beyond that sort of conservative background that it came from, because it was founded by an ambassador from George H.W. Bush's years as president.
His
administration.
Did I miss Texas Housewives?
Well, it was women, but she was from Texas. This ambassador,
okay.
Nancy. Ooh, I can't remember her last name.
She was the ambassador to Texas, or from Texas to the rest of America.
Really doesn't matter. So this week, for years, the Komen Foundation gave grants through local affiliates, and for the last 5 years through its national grant program to the evil Planned Parenthood.
No, helping women stay healthy.
Planned Parenthood, family planning and women's health clinics. They do, you know what, 170% of their time at Planned Parenthood is used for abortion.
No, it's actually more than that, because they spend another 212% of time going and getting teenagers pregnant.
Just so they can give abortions?
Yeah.
Wow, they are really evil.
Yeah.
Anyway, because of that, there was an outcry. And now the first time, you want some history here?
No, you don't.
In 2002, a group called Defenders of the Unborn in St. Louis tried to get people to boycott the Susan G. Komen Foundation's main fundraising event, the Race for the Cure. Anyway, so now the foundation has decided to stop giving money to Planned Parenthood.
Is that because there's so many groups advocating for women's health and just the health in general, that there are too many groups out there helping people get good health care? There are too many organizations, too many powerful structures, too much invested money helping people get easy, affordable health care. Is that why they stopped?
No.
Oh.
They stopped because their new the new director is a woman that ran for governor in Georgia, and what she ran on was one of her main platforms was defunding Planned Parenthood, and so this is how she's starting by halting grants from this Komen Foundation to Planned Parenthood. Now, the Komen Foundation was beloved.
I love my...
Celebrities would come out and do events for the Komen Foundation.
You Komen up, I want the world... No?
No.
So, by the way, but this whole, like, woman from Texas, woman from... I am saying right now I'm a chauvinist pig, but I'm really feeling the cast from The Help being a part of this move.
You know what? I haven't seen The Help, so I wouldn't
just,
know.
Just typical Southern white women that are bored and gossipy and catty, and they're sending their girls to finishing school, and they need to feel good about themselves, so they decide to take up causes that their husbands
yes,
really
that,
like.
That is probably the way that it started. Also, there was a woman named Susan G. Komen who died of breast cancer in 1980, so...
So this started as a generally all-good move, because who really can oppose...
It even gave money to gay and lesbian health foundations so that lesbian boobies could be fondled.
And it gave money, let's not say that the only way to be good is to give stuff to causes you might consider left. I'm sure it also gave money to right-wing assholes who had breast cancer and wanted to be cured. It gave money irregardless of politics.
That's right. And so the money that the Komen Foundation had donated to Planned Parenthood nationally over the last 5 years has allowed them, the Planned Parenthood offices, to give over 170,000 breast exams.
Now, I'm going to have to do all of those.
Yes.
Ladies?
Yes. Yes. Poor, young, poor women now need to see Jeff Chrysler to get their breasts examined. Oh, we know it's not funny!
But it's also tasteless.
It is tasteless. Now, that was by the way, 170,000 women, not 170,000 breasts, which is only 85,000 women. No, 170,000 women who had access to breast exams, which led to over 7,000 women getting mammograms, which led to nearly 200 women getting getting treated for breast cancer that was detected ostensibly because of the financing that came to Planned Parenthood from the Susan Komen Foundation.
Yeah. You felt like you needed another
That's okay.
There.
That's okay. Thank you. Thank you for being my exclamation point.
Well, I think what's important to realize is that concern for women's health and well-being has generally not been a driving force of most of the moves on the right, whether that's anti-abortion, whether that's education, family leave, whistleblower type laws. Pretty much you can go down the list of most of the laws have been sort of anti-family while espousing pro-family.
I think it's roughly 5% of what Planned Parenthood does. That's abortions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe less. And, you know, it's sort of like and the desire to if you actually want to reduce the number of abortions, then you should want to fully fund Planned Parenthood, because I guarantee you that Planned Parenthood has prevented more abortions than every so-called pro-life organization in the history of ever combined.
Education, you mean?
Yeah. No. Education, birth control, all of those things, just giving girls a place to go, poor women a place to go, also so that they can get some get treatment for diseases, get referrals for other kinds of treatment. No. None of that is worthwhile. Let's prove that we're pro-life
by fucking ruin everything.
By making sure that women will die of breast cancer.
So this new head of the Susan B. Komen Foundation, his name Susan G. Okay, good, because if it was Susan B., it was going to be a little too close to the Anthony.
Right, exactly.
But this new head, whose main qualification was the ability to get Susan B.'s and Susan G.'s to roll over in their grave. Is Susan B. Komen dead, by the way?
Susan G. Komen died in 1980.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might have said that earlier. I generally don't listen. Her main qualification was the ability to be a dick. And again, once again, this is sort of equality in its purest form, as we are seeing that women can be dicks and women can do things that are anti-women. She came in, she cut off the funding, and there was a big backlash. There's a big, in the blogosphere, Twitter world, a lot of the people on the left said, this is kind of bull, you're caving in to political pressure for an issue that really shouldn't be political. Ironic that healthcare shouldn't be political. And there's been a huge backlash, and then there's the inevitable backlash against the backlash. And I would like to, if it hasn't already started, be the backlash against the backlash against the backlash. But I'm not sure we're ready for that. Can you talk a little bit about the backlash?
Oh,
what
what happened is now, so the Komen Foundation had been giving, I believe it was $750,000 a year to Planned Parenthood, and now there's already been at least $650,000 raised, and on top of that, Mike Bloomberg, mayor of our fine city,
let us salvage my reputation, Bloomberg,
just pledged $250,000 to Planned Parenthood to help make up for the funds lost because of the Komen Foundation. You know what? You know what? If I was a rich man, if I was really rich, you know what I would do?
Mm-mm.
I would donate millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, and I would specify that it must be used for abortion.
Isn't that basically what the casino magnate that donated to Newt Gingrich's campaign did?
Ooh, well done.
That's why they call me the guy that talks on the mic.
So I would make sure that my money was only spent to advocate for and to make sure women had safe abortions. Well, they couldn't use it for anything else. I don't want it used for anything else. I would want my money specific. And I'd want to see all the documents to make sure that my millions of dollars were only used for abortions.
Well, but you know, that's sort of vague because you pay money for any service and somebody gets that money and that money enables them to buy necessities. And inevitably with necessities or with luxuries, they have sex. And sex leads to, you know, a little thing. And so... You know, it's kind of vague, but you want like a two-step, like your Kevin Bacon degrees has to be limited, that it's just, it's not like you're going to give me money to go knock up some
No, no. If I win the Powerball or, you know, the shove money up my ass lottery.
Or if we finally get the sponsor the show deserves.
Or if we get the sponsor that the show deserves, I will donate money to Planned Parenthood and specify it is the Rude Pundit Abortion Fund. How you like me now, Jeff Chrysler?
I like you just the same as I did before. You and I think there's a deadness in my soul when I think about my emotions towards you. So it doesn't affect how do I like you now. But what I think is that what you're kind of saying is that you might do something that's a little bit of an outrageous statement, and I get what you're doing. So you might make it so Planned Parenthood actually becomes Planned Unparenthood. If you gave them $1 billion, that would so outweigh all of their other functions. They'd have to hire Wall Street accountants to do some creative accounting to make their traditional work, their education outreach, their breast. No. I'm giving them a loophole. America's about loopholes. It's about pulling yourself up by your father's bootstraps. It's about cheating your way. And I'm not even calling my thing. I'm just saying. You give $1 billion. I will help those people spend it.
What I do not wish to change the mission of Planned Parenthood. I wish to make sure that their mission is fulfilled and that they do not have to shut down the services that women need so that they can have safe medical procedures in clean places with medical personnel. I will even hire snipers to stay on the roof of Planned Parenthoods so that if any ultra-Christian cocksucker with a bomb or something like that appears, he will get his face shot off. That's what I will pay for.
Okay, well, that's associated services.
Yes.
Would you?
Because
also...
I'm not pro-life, motherfucker.
Right. Would you pay for entertainment to keep the spirits up of the people performing?
Clowns, nonstop.
I could do clowning.
See? You're hired.
I could
Speaking of clowns...
Giselle! Are you ready for it?
Giselle, we're going to... Let's switch gears a little bit here.
No, I had a point. No, we'll do it later. It'll be even more fun. People are probably waiting to hear what my point is. So, we'll do it at the end of the show. You know what? That is way too real a laugh. Fuck and you, Lee.
No, I'm laughing at myself. Jeff, you made me laugh at myself. And you know what? A man who laughs at himself is truly, truly, even without any money, a rich man.
Cock monkey. That funky monkey.
Giselle, let's hear a little bit from Tuesday night in Florida.
We were talking about clowns.
Let's hear a little bit of the winner of the Florida primary. He's screechy.
Oh yeah, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, you guys.
It was the rumble in the jungle.
I like big bucks and I cannot lie. Get it to a little
bit. Yeah, I did. That was clever.
I just thought of that.
Yeah. Well, copyright that.
I copyright your face with my dick.
Thank you.
Mitt.
Hold on. Let's see how long their rhythm can last.
Thank you so much.
No, it's gone.
Breaking down.
Yeah,
12
it's
seconds.
Gone.
Thank you.
No,
of the
thank
people
you.
In this room and of the people all over Florida, thank you tonight for this great victory
that I paid for.
I'd like to buy the world
there
a mitt
there
and
are
keep
fewer,
him.
There are fewer candidates tonight than when the race began, but three gentlemen.
But I've been in this for the last 20 years of my life.
And they're still in the race, and I want to congratulate them on another hard-fought contest in this campaign. Primary contests are not easy, and they're not supposed to be. as this primary unfolds,
you know what I what is he's such a prick.
And they like to comfort themselves with the thought that a competitive campaign will leave us divided and weak. But I've got news for them.
Whoa.
A competitive primary does not divide us. It prepares us. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, motherfucker. It prepares us. Bring it, Newt.
That's Mitt.
No, I said bring it. He's saying
and
bring it, Newt.
Oh,
I was sort of doing Romney.
I think actually doing Rami stars the same woman in the Sarah Palin porn.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see in
I can see your taint from my house. Mm-hmm.
See, I was trying to do something more like I can see some quality of me.
This week, a newly elected President Obama faced the American people
this
and he said, "Look, if I can't turn this economy around in 3 years, I'll be looking at a one-term proposition, and we're here to collect."
Oh yeah,
because he's only kind of turned it around. Against all opposition.
You know the results. I mean, it's been 35 months of unemployment above 8%.
Oh, shit.
And under this president,
and I didn't get a
Americans
cut of that.
Have lost
no?
their jobs.
Normally,
mittens.
Oh, I'm sorry, we've said we're going to call
the
mittens.
Administration of
normally,
mittens
when there's higher unemployment gets a.
And in the last 10 days, I met with a father who was terrified that this would be the last night his family would be able to sleep.
This guy knows about terrifying fathers because he's doing this all to prove his parents wrong.
No, he might lose his home.
Who thought these would be the best years of their life.
Seniors.
And now they're worried day to day.
And you know who was responsible for it? It was all Obama.
Yeah,
it was all Obama.
Well, Obama told them to get the job that they got 60 years ago that didn't give them enough of a pension and told them to move to Florida.
The president actually said these words. He says, "Let's remember now how we got here."
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, Mr. President. We remember exactly how we got here. You won the election.
Hey!
Right. Oh, man. Do you remember in January 2009, everything was fucking awesome?
Leadership.
Right, yeah. There were no
is
problems
not
to solve. Yeah, you know what? Take this dickhead out.
It's hurting my tank.
Pause this dickhead. He is such a dick. Have you ever been to Florida?
Yeah. I have to scrub. My doctor says every other day I have to do a. Yes, I've been to Florida. Jesus, Lee.
But I mean, like I lived in Florida when I was a kid. Did you know that? Did you know that about me?
I think I did. I know that you have Florida connections.
I do have Florida connections.
You are like Florida. You are the dangling dick of the country.
Yes, thank you. But I did. I lived in Florida, and you know who are the biggest rednecks in the nation? I would say.
Floridians?
Native Floridians.
Yeah.
Native Floridians are the biggest backwater hicks you could ever meet.
NASCAR basically grew out of Florida.
Yes, yes.
There's a lot of room to drive.
Yes. And I lived in Florida before it was hugely developed, and it was all locals. I was there before it got enriched by the Cubanos.
So you were sort of like a hipster of Florida.
I was there before it was cool, yeah.
There's a lot of places that you're not are cool.
Yes, it does. So Mitt won and just spent his speech being a total raging dick sore to Obama. And we also had then the man who came in second, you'd think, would have been a little humble. You'd think he would have, you know, said, "Oh, we're gonna, you know, we he would have congratulated Romney on a good fight or something like that." Oh no, because Romney was facing off against Newt Gingrich.
I want to sing before you bring it in. I want to quote a song I like right now by the 2012 Rockers.
Yeah.
Exit Mitt. Wait, no, it goes. Wait, I'm sorry. And turn. Oh fuck. Just play the clip.
American of every background and every ethnic group and every community. We have a better future for you and your family. It's a future of jobs. It's a future of lower gasoline prices. Yeah. It's a future of a balanced budget. It's a future of a smaller Washington. It's a future of
you know what? If you can't pronounce Washington,
you, and your family,
but
and your neighborhood,
you should not be allowed to be president.
It's the sauce you put on steak, right? Washington.
Yes, Washington sauce. It's the sauce
and imposing
that
it on
Gingrich
both parties.
Puts on. Yeah, he's going to impose discipline on both parties.
Maybe Newt has a time machine. He's going to go back to when he was speaker and not do all the dickish things he did.
Ooh, wait,
in 1980, I was very honored to be able to help put together the first Capital Steps event.
Wasn't that the musical group?
Yeah, the musical comedy group. Yes.
Hey, hey, I should Bob Dole. You don't know just what you sold.
A very courageous decision by Reagan because he didn't have to run as part of a team.
Maybe I should try to hit on Richard Calista for me so I can get ahead in comedy.
We won six U.S. Senate seats.
You mean Calista with her semen shellacked hair helmet?
And we picked up 33 House seats.
There's something about nudity.
In 1994, building on that experience, we got 350 candidates.
I don't want to hear Newt talk. What do we have? What do we have? Like 5 minutes left?
All right, let's cut Newt. Let's cut Newt. You know, it's frightening. Did you hear how he ended it? That I pledge my life, my fortune, and I don't know, my left nut to the United States if I'm elected.
He's kind of coming on to us. I think he's kind of saying, I will totally leave my other Newt for you. My other Newt is dead to me. My other Newt is dying. Who I used to be, I was married to that old me, but I will leave for you.
He will leave himself for me?
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say.
Really?
It's sort of a very subtle campaign. He's shown that he will leave every different type of wife. He's also shown he will leave every different type of life. He will leave whatever you need him to leave if you will be with him. And if we will be with him, we will have a relationship that he can exploit, that he can benefit from financially, that he can benefit from sexually. And if we are with him enough, he will suck enough of his life force that he will either become sick as he's trying to leave us or after he leaves us. Because Newt is a creature that lives in a muck that is sort of radioactive, but it's radioactive in a future past left-right way. And he is able to suck the life force of all things. He's done it to women. Now he wants to do it to a country. Because what country is a greater woman than the country of America? Is not America the strongest, most stone Lady Liberty that stands before you? And is not Newt the man to hump the leg of America, sucking the life force from behind the kneecaps, being the MCL injury? I can't believe that Bernard Pollard hurt another Patriots player. I dare say that Newt Gingrich is, if not now, then in the future, the greatest man to ever destroy everything that has ever existed in the history of time and Newt. Do you disagree? Or did you even follow?
No, I totally followed. I got to tell you, I'm a little excited right now.
That's part of his plan.
Yes, it is.
I am the blood vessel which flows his message into your cock of life!
See, I think that Newt Gingrich's campaign right now is just a sustained act of public masturbation.
Yes.
It is just, you know what? Hello, America. I'm Newt Gingrich.
Yes.
I'm going to whip it out.
Yes.
And I'm going to jack it all over your face.
Look at me leave my wife.
And look at me.
Watch me leave my wife.
Watch my ideas just spray right out of my dick hole. Right onto your titties.
You're dirty. You're dirty.
And that's what there. And then the media is just there. The media is there saying, "Oh, Newt, I'm just right. Look at my titties, Newt. You can spray your ideas all over my titties." And the media is just loving it. And they're like, "No, don't stop, don't give up yet. Keep on."
But little do they know that the Newt actually doesn't have a sexual organ. The Newt fucks you with his mind. His ideas start inside of you like something simple, and they expand. They grow inside of you. You get a Newtgasm from the inside of your brain. And when that happens to America, we will go to a place we did not even think existed. And I cannot wait to discover what that place is. Ladies and gentlemen, with this excitement, I think it's time for us to... This has been Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned for the premiere episode of the final edition Radio Hour. I am Jeff Chrysler.
And I'm Lee Papa, and I need a cigarette.